The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. A disappointing night for Brayhead Clan. With me to talk about it is Gareth Chalmers, the Hockey and Operations Director. Gareth, unusually see you in this position after the game. What did you make of it?
Yeah, well, not a good night at the office at all. Unacceptable, if I'm honest. We had a capacity crowd in the building tonight, which is very encouraging to see off the ice, but the performance on the ice was just abysmal, unacceptable, and as an organisation we just kind of accept that. We've worked hard to grow this organisation into where it is now in terms of, you know, second place last year and pushing forward with our ambitions, and we just kind of accept that sort of performance. It's just it's unacceptable.
Of course, you heard the crowd at the end of the second period. You saw the crowd leaving at the end of the third period. From your point of view, was that a worry?
Of course. But at the end of the day, I don't blame people. People pay money to come and see the team, and they want to be entertained, and they want to see 100%. I don't think they got that tonight. So I don't blame people for that, for booing, and everybody's got a right to express their feelings. At the end of the day, I don't blame them.
So how do you see the rest of the season then as we stand?
Well, we've got 9 games left in the league right now, and it's imperative that we win the conference title. The whole organisation's built around doing that here. Anything less wouldn't be acceptable for us. Everybody from, you know, the management at the top to the coaching staff to the players all have to start concentrating on what's happening on the ice. The focus has to be totally on the ice. And, we expect a strong finish to the season.
Gareth, thanks very much.